Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Today, we have a special guest, Jacob Landis. Eichste. Did I get that right, Jacob?
Well, it's perfect.
All right. Jacob is with Jacob Ellie. He's a video production producer as well as a small business consultant in the area of marketing. But I'm going to shut up and let Jacob introduce himself. So, Jacob, tell the audience who you are, what you do, and again, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on. So, yeah, I started my business about 4 years ago. It was in addition to a marketing job. So it started off just being on the weekends and things like that. It started off just being video production, but in time I learned people don't just want a video, they want a specific result. So start incorporating strategy. And recently I've been offering that as its own service, just trying to do everything I can to help out small business owners, get them the biggest results possible and really help them to change their business and shape it into something that they love showing up to every single day.
Awesome. So you've been at it a while and I've known you for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
And I've seen you go from just getting started to doing some great video work. So Jacob knows what he's doing there, folks. Now, you, when I talked to you about doing the podcast, you were, my focus was on video, but since that was a while ago, since then, you've, like you said, incorporated the helping the small business people get started, marketing strategies, those types of things. And you've actually written an ebook called The Ultimate Marketing Strategy for Small Business Owners. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I found, you know, there's so much helpful resources in terms of marketing, but they're kind of just small little takeaways. So I really wanted to create a game plan for myself to use. But, you know, after talking to hundreds of business owners now and learning what they're struggling with or the challenges they're facing, creating something that really looks at what's the highest impact things that people can do for their business or for their marketing, I'm really pinpointing those and, you know, looking at ways to save time so you can actually implement what you're planning out and with your limited time and limited resources, what you can do that'll really move the needle for your business and get you exactly where you want to go. I think a lot of people kind of jump into tactics like Facebook ads or blogging or things like that, but often the highest impact things, the core is really your message, knowing exactly who your audience is and precisely what they want to hear.
Great. So in your book, I noticed you have four bullet points on the second or third page that talk about picking the right marketing priorities. You want to talk about those? I'll read them off and you speak to it. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So the first one you mentioned is blocking off time for marketing and do it consistently.
Yeah, I think that is so key because with hitting any goal, whether, you know, if it's like losing weight, people can create this unbelievable plan and then, you know, a week later it falls apart. So really, it's about creating habits. And often I think marketing can have some of the highest impact. So my most important marketing tasks, I do very first thing in the morning before I check email, before I do anything else, just so I can get in like at least an hour or 90 minutes of really high impact activities. And a lot of small business owners just kind of randomly do stuff when they're have the time. But if you make it a part of your schedule, even when things are fairly busy, it's so important to have a steady flow of customers. And that's really what changed my business in such a huge way. And also to have some choices and be able to say no and actually find the right customers, because it's just so different working with people who have the money and are great to work with versus having to take on whoever and having that feast and famine where things go up and down with your number of customers and your income.
Great, great. So yeah, time blocking and consistency are key. I totally agree with you 100%. I try to do it and it's very difficult even when you're you're doing it, it's difficult. There's so many interruptions. You got to be very good about saying no to those interruptions, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So time blocking is where you just create a list of things you're going to get through and spend like 60, 90 minutes with notifications off. I usually have my phone in the other room and just so laser focused. It's amazing how much you can accomplish when you just have all your focus and energy. In 60 minutes, you can do things that'll really make a big impact for your business.
I agree 100%. Actually, one of my little tricks is I take the timer on my iPhone and I set it for an hour and I hit start. And then until that buzzer goes off, I don't take any phone calls. I don't look at email. I focused on the task at hand.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's an amazing strategy. I even have some music, like some CDs, like an 80-minute thing where it's kind of high energy, but no words.
Right.
And that just, it's almost like a cue. It puts me in the mood of like, okay, this CD is playing and every time it plays, I'm super productive. So it's like a mental cue to get me in that zone.
Yeah, that's a great strategy. Now, the second thing you mentioned is create a compelling vision for where you'd like to take your business. Want to speak to that?
Yeah, I think that is just so valuable because, you know, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, there will just be so many challenges and struggles and things to overcome. And it became so much easier when I became just really obsessed with my customers and my client and just a longer term vision for where I wanted to take the business. And that's what has made it so I wake up every morning just feeling excited about what I get to do, who I get to help. So just having that really clear vision not only will help motivate you and get you through the tough times, but it'll make it so much easier to communicate with your customers and put them first and in all your marketing, connect with them directly and actually say the things that they're going to resonate with.
Makes total sense to me. Absolutely. Yeah. So the next one I'm looking at here is effectively communicate the ways you're better than every competitor. So differentiating yourself from your competition, is that what we're talking about here?
It is. It's just often people want to communicate like, oh, we're great at this thing or that thing or this other thing. But I think it's so powerful finding one area to really focus on and saying, okay, we're going to be better than anyone else at this one thing. You know, if you're a pizza company, there's so many different things that you could be the very, very best at. But let's say if it is just the best ingredients in town, just really committing to that and communicating that really, really well and putting a lot of your energy and focus because, you know, when people talk or they're thinking of referring you or things like that, if there's one area where you just absolutely excel at above everyone else and you're talking about that more than anyone else, that's just a really powerful way to get yourself known and to stand up from the crowd.
Okay. And something that ties into that I read this morning, actually, I have a book called Copywriting Secrets by Jim Edwards, and now I'm on his mailing list, right? But he provides some great value in his emails, so I do read them. And something he put in one of the emails this morning was, focus on what the product does for people, mm-hmm. not on what it is.
Right.
And if you think about that, you know, it makes total sense. And so many of us are guilty of wanting to spew out there and say, this is what my product is. This is what it is. And we kind of put on a back burner what it does for the person.
Yeah, that is so key. And yeah, that's a great book. I have that one as well, and I'm on his list. So yeah, that differentiation could be, you know, being the very best at a very specific outcome for the customer or a very specific experience for the customer. But if you can create something someone can't find to the same extent anywhere else, that's really, really powerful for your business.
Exactly. Okay. And then the last bullet point or item that you talk about in your ebook is look at a variety of marketing tactics and then pick a couple of them that you can focus on.
Yeah, I think that this is absolutely huge. So there's, you know, 100 potential things that you can be doing. And I think what a lot of small business owners do is they just hear someone says, oh, you need to be doing this on Facebook. So they start doing that. They don't really see results. So they jump to the next thing and are just kind of randomly picking different tactics. And I think it's so much more powerful if you kind of look at what's out there, because some are going to work better for you than others. I think the level that you enjoy doing things is really important. If you just hate going on Instagram, that's probably not the best tactic to take. There's a lot of choices, but then committing to a few, having a realistic idea of how much time and how much money it's going to take to get really, really good at that and get a bunch of customers, and just being laser focused on a few things. Like for me, it was building up my website traffic. It took 6 months. I knew that going in, and it was a lot of hard work, but 6 months later, it really, really paid off. You know, it's constantly trying to improve and get better and better and better at those things. I've seen a lot of people who pick something like they say, I'm going to do YouTube, but they're not really improving or getting better or seeing what's not working. And it's possible to stay stagnant if you're not learning and adapting and getting better over time.
Yeah, laser focus was the word I wrote down as you were speaking, because it makes total sense that we get focused on these things. And that's kind of the consistent theme throughout everything we've been talking about, is being consistent, all right? Narrowing down to what is that key differentiator that you have over your competition? What are you better at, right? And then focusing on how am I going to get the word out? What am I going to use? And being consistent about that over time.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. You know, often we track return on investment of like, okay, if I spend $1,000, what am I getting back? But I think it's also really important to track return on time. You know, as small business owners, our time is incredibly valuable. So people may think of something as quote unquote free because it just uses their time. But if you're spending a lot of your time on something and it's not getting you the results, that's, you know, really costly to your business as well. And sometimes some of the best approaches do include spending money. You know, some of the best results I've gotten is through certain ads where it can just reach so many more people and be super targeted. And, you know, as long as it's bringing me customers at the right cost, it's super beneficial for my business.
Right. Well, time is everything. We can't get it back, right?
Exactly.
Well, so we talked about some marketing strategies, some things to do to prioritize your marketing. Before I go to the next question, which is going to be, once you land a prospect, after you do all this marketing, what is your process and procedure, kind of your pre-engagement consultation, that type of thing. But before, I don't want to forget, you recently produced a productivity planner that I saw you posted on LinkedIn. So I want you to talk about that briefly right now, and then we'll get to the next question.
Yeah, so I found just with my business, a huge game changer for me has been using a planner where you can actually schedule out your time for each day. You know, when I started using it, I thought it would be very restrictive, but it's actually been the exact opposite. So I'm able to set my priorities for the day, have my to-do list, and be like, okay, I actually have to figure out the order that I'm going to do them and how long they're going to take. Because what I found is I would often have a to-do list that's like 15 items, and then I'd get through like six and they weren't the right six. And then I'd get really discouraged because I didn't make it through that list. So being able to schedule it out hour by hour, you know, building in some buffer time and some time for things to come up has been just such a big thing for productivity. And I found one that I liked fairly well, but, you know, it was $20 for a 6 month. And I wanted to create something that was a little bit more affordable for people, but also included things that weren't on any of the other ones. So I've done a lot of studying with science and productivity. So actually doing a workout, I try to do one at least 5-6 days a week because it gives so much energy and makes me a lot more productive. So it actually ends up saving me time. Same thing with having a time that you end your work day. I also built in a thing where people can, for the task, give it a value. So say, okay, this is a $8 an hour task that I'm doing. And you kind of notice patterns and say, okay, what could I outsource or what could I eliminate? So it's really puts the focus on focusing on the things that will have the biggest impact. So you, there's daily plans, weekly, 12-week, I think, are actually an awesome way to set goals, because if it's a yearly goal, it's such a long time period. It's easy to kind of fall behind in February and say, oh, I'll make that. I've got, you know, 10 months to get back on track. Whereas 12 weeks is a lot more concise and you can really sprint to the end of it, but still accomplish really, really huge things. So I've tried to really build it around what I've done that's had a huge impact and things that you can track that will really help you quite a bit.
Sounds awesome. Now, how can people get that?
So it is on my website. It is jacob-le.com/planner, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. And I have some other awesome offers that I created that people can get, but I'm doing it for free and people just have to pay for shipping. So I'm getting it to them for the exact cost that it cost me to produce and ship them.
Great. We'll put a link in the show notes, so to speak, so you folks can check that out. Great. Well, thanks for that, Jacob. I didn't want to forget that. So
yeah, thank you so much.
Now we're gonna move on here. We got about 5 more minutes here. I'm just curious how you go about working with your clients, you know, what your procedure is during that pre-engagement consultation that you have. So if you could speak to that, and then we're going to wrap up.
Perfect. Yeah. So I always center it around exactly where people want to take their business and the exact result that they want to get. So for a lot of them, I have a quick questionnaire where I can really see where they're at, where they're hoping to go. I have a few different consultation plans. So one of them is a super focused 2-hour strategy session where at the end, they'll have a to-do list and a lot more clarity on their vision and things like that. And for another one, it's like a 3-month thing where we first strategize for a month and then we move to building out their plan for a month and then automating it, where it's bringing in a consistent amount of leads and requires just not a lot of work. And that's more of a done-for-you solution. So the 2-hour consultation is more so for people who want to implement a lot of it themselves and gain clarity on that. But yeah, for every single plan or every single time I talk with people, it's just really trying to pinpoint the best possible way we can get them results, valuing their time and valuing their dollars and really working with the resources that they have to get the results that they want.
Sounds like you got a little something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I got a couple more questions. These are kind of a little short, quick, not quick fire, but short answer questions, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some of the biggest mistakes? Let's pick out, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest mistake you've made as a business owner?
I think the biggest mistake was not knowing what I consider the most dangerous number in business, which is the number one. So relying on one customer or one channel for all your leads or things like that. So I had one customer that was 85% of my income at one point, and it was great. They were super happy with me, and that just went away overnight and almost crashed my business. So I think a lot of people deal with this, you know, if you're getting all of your leads through Google or all of them through Facebook or all your money from one customer, that's just potentially can wreck your business because it can go away overnight.
And a lot of times small businesses start out with that, oh, I got this client, I'm making this money, I'm going to start my own business now. It wasn't really a full-time gig or anything. It was just, I think I can do this. And then they land this client who's paying the bills. And they kind of forget that if you're going to run a business, you've got to have people in the queue, so to speak, lined up to bring them on. Otherwise, that one client goes away. Like you said, no more business, right?
Right.
Right. The next thing I want to ask you is, why do you think a majority of new businesses fail other than what we just talked about?
So I think there is a number of reasons. I'll try to keep it brief, though. But yep. I think so many issues just come back down to having enough customers and that consistent flow. Because I found with my business, what almost made it go away was I'd spend so much time lining up people. I'd work with difficult clients, be working 100 hours a week, and couldn't devote any time to marketing. And then suddenly, I just wouldn't have anything lined up. So building up a consistent flow of steady leads and being able to attract people who have enough money, but also you really enjoy working with, will just make your life so much easier. Because I think burnout or just being exhausted or fed up with the long hours or difficult customers can really lead to a lot of people giving up. So I think sometimes people, they just get more and more customers, but a lot of them are difficult and challenging or not paying them enough. And I think having a lot more leads really allows you to work with people that you love and really focus on the people you want to help the most.
Perfect. Now, I know you and you're a vigorous reader.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, how many books did you read last year?
Last year it was 180.
Oh, now are you reading them all or okay. are you doing... What's your technique here?
So, okay, yeah, some people don't count. So 20 of them, I read the physical book, and 160 of them, it was the audiobook. I trained myself to do double speed and just be constantly listening when I was making dinner or doing laundry or certain tasks with work I could do while listening to audiobooks.
Great. Well, I mean... just through osmosis doing that, you got to learn something, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you've done 180. Let's yeah. say of those 180, what are the top three you might recommend to our listeners?
The One Page Marketing Plan by Alan Dibb. It's pretty cheap on Amazon. That is just an amazing book, really focusing on similar things that I do. Marketing for small businesses, how it differs. And it just does such an amazing job explaining how to find the right customers and create that plan. Atomic Habits, that one is so powerful just in terms of forming habits and the science behind that. For really anyone, that is just such an amazing quick read. And number three, Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Is just a really incredible thing on really selling and finding the right people. And especially for anyone who's interested in doing a course or an information product or just finding their tribe or their people who they really connect with. It's just so packed with valuable information.
Yeah, I have the last one, Expert Secrets, sitting here, and sitting on top of that, as I said, is Copywriting Secrets. And both of them are dog-eared to death.
Yeah, they're both so great books.
I concur 100%. Well, Jacob, that's about all the time we have. And I really, really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your knowledge and information about marketing. We didn't get into the details on video production and those types of things. But if people want to engage you on that, where can they find you?
Yeah, so I have the most on my website. I have a blog with a ton of posts, and that's jacob-le.com. And the ebook, I have that for free. People just need to punch in their email. That's at jacob-le.com/ebook.
Perfect. And again, I will list this in the show notes for you folks to check out. I highly recommend them. Well, again, Jacob, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. And folks, check out Jacob's information. And next week, I'm not sure who we're talking to because I don't have my paper in front of me. But, you know, be sure to check out our podcast, folks, and have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me on. It was great talking with you.
You bet, Jacob. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.